ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have a great show for you today, a lot of wonderful information, so please stay with us through the whole program.
Absolutely. And for those of you who have never heard us before, we have the store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. You can always stop by and pick up some of the products that we have been speaking about. And we do have that discount coupon code Radio10. Come on into the store for a limited time only. Say Radio10 and you will get 10% off all the additional discounts that we already have.
And Dr. V, who do we have on today?
Oh, well, we have Dr. Paris Kidd. And Dr. Kidd earned his PhD at the University of California at Berkeley and has been working with dietary supplements since 1983. And Dr. Kidd is highly acclaimed for his skill at developing dietary supplements and educating the public and practitioners about their relevance to human health. And Dr. Kidd is the chief science officer of Doctor's Best Company. And that's the company that we'll be talking about today and the type of products that they make. And he works with their excellent product development team to produce award-winning breakthrough products for the brain, circulation, the eyes, liver, joints, the bone, the prostate, and, of course, whole body wellness.
Right. And that's one of the things we're talking about today is whole body wellness. We're going to be talking about multivitamin, those conflicting reports you may hear about whether they're really good for you or not. Dr. Kidd, thank you for being with us.
Yes, it's very good to meet you and to join your audience today.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you being here. And, you know, there's a report that came out not too long ago, pretty recently now, that actually stated that multivitamins were useless, that you basically had expensive urine. And, you know, it just upsets me when I see these reports because I know how they can possibly be flawed, can they not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have some data I want to share with you today about just how flawed that attitude really is.
Great. We'd love to hear it.
Well, you know, every 5 or 6 years, the United States government does a massive nutritional survey of the population called the NHANES survey. And based on the NHANES data, large numbers of scientific publications come out that assess the nutritional state of the population. And one major publication that came out in 2011 came from a collaboration between Tufts University in Boston, who are very, very strong on nutritional research, and the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, which was funded through the original DSHEA regulation. And this data is still current, and they looked at the percentages of people in the population who were getting less than the estimated average requirements for nutrients, for vitamins and minerals. And these estimated average requirements are actually lower than the daily values that are on the labels of supplements. And they found that more than 9 out of 10 Americans are not getting enough vitamin D. They found that more than 8 out of 10 Americans are not getting enough vitamin E. They found that more than 4 out of 10 are not getting enough vitamin A. More than 3 out of 10 are not even getting enough vitamin C.
Wow.
And they found that more than half are not getting enough magnesium, and more than 4 out of every 10 are not getting enough calcium. Now, for other vitamins and minerals, there are lower levels of deficiencies, but these are the ones that really stick out. And it's been estimated that more than 20% of all Americans are deficient in 3 or more vitamins or minerals. And I think something that's not being made clear to the public, either by the opponents of vitamins or even by the advocates of vitamins, is that vitamins and minerals are not an option for us. Vitamins and minerals are basic and fundamental to life itself.
Absolutely.
So every living thing on this planet uses vitamins and minerals, and the human body needs all the vitamins that are known as vitamins and a number of minerals that are called essential minerals. And without these, the body will not work. And eventually we develop deficiency symptoms. And if we don't correct those deficiency symptoms, we die, Brenda. So this is what is at stake. And whatever may be said about foods, it's very clear from this large survey, and this data was based on more than 16,000 Americans, very clear that the foods are not supplying even the bare minimum of a number of vitamins and minerals. And I think of vitamins and minerals as the ultimate nutritional health insurance, where for usually less than a dollar a day, we purchase this insurance that helps us to be confident that our basic life processes are working. In other words, being able to process our foods, extract energy from our foods, use the energy to maintain our cells and tissues and organs, and to be able to have a quality of life that is worthwhile and not to have to be low on energy all the time or sick all the time, and all the stuff that we know can happen when we're not getting enough vitamins and minerals.
Right.
So to my mind, this editorial in the Annals of Internal Medicine that came out a couple of weeks ago is truly egregious. I think it is a political attack on the rights of the American people to be adequately supplied with vitamins and minerals.
Hear, hear. I thoroughly agree with you. You know, and you hear some people also say things like, well, you get all of the vitamins and minerals that you need in your food, but look at the standard American diet. That's if you're eating extremely healthy. And even then, we know that the food is depleted in some respect, even when you are eating healthy.
But so, we're not talking about a small proportion of the population. When more than 90% of Americans are not getting enough D, when well over 80% are not getting enough vitamin E, then we're talking about an epidemic of deficiency here. We're not talking about occasional deficiency or pockets of deficiency. It's even clear, Brenda, that in parts of the United States, rickets has been rising. That is the classic vitamin D deficiency, where people, including children, have breakable bones and all of that. So we see deficiencies in the population, and these data from the United States government make it very, very clear that a majority of the population is not getting at least sufficient amounts of one vitamin or mineral and maybe of two or three. And the easiest thing to do is just to take a multiple vitamin mineral that is well formulated. Now, what is a good multiple vitamin mineral? Because that overlaps with that mischievous and egregious editorial as well. They define a good multiple very differently from how we would define it, Brenda.
And how is that? Well, I don't know. We've got just a very short time before we go to a break. So,
well, they talked about Centrum Silver.
Oh, yes. And, you know,
I have... Centrum Silver is not one that would be in a health food store because it's an inferior multiple.
I agree with you there. And I have people come in and say, well, you know, I take Centrum. And...
Right. So Centrum has very, very low levels of vitamins and minerals. They're poor quality. They're mostly... to a large extent, synthetic forms that are not identical to the forms that are used in the body. And they have a number of colorants, some of which are very likely to be cancer-causing, including FD&C blue, number 2, aluminum lake, FD&C red, number 40, aluminum lake, FD&C yellow, number 6, aluminum lake, even hydrogenated palm oil, which is a trans fat.
And the last thing
you have to wonder how they get away with doing this, or are they not being inspected by the FDA the way the rest of us are being?
And the last thing you want to do is take something like that, that you're putting things in your body that you're honestly trying to get rid of. So
when we come back, I can give you the top 10 requirements for what would make a good multiple.
Very good.
Oh, that'd be great. And for those who are listening, Dr. Kidd does work with Doctor's Best product line, and that is a fabulous array of supplements that we have over at Gulf Coast Nutrition. So for those of you who are interested, you can come by Gulf Coast Nutrition and check us out. Also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, and you can make those purchases right there online. And in just a minute, we'll be covering more on the specifics of multivitamins and nutrients with Dr. Kidd. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.